I don't know, I haven't been to visit them the last two or three years, but they had a hallway in their house and a room separated. The house was connected on by the roof, but otherwise the room was separated from the rest of the house. And their house still looks the same outside. It's weatherboarding up and down, yet they could afford a lot better. They could afford a nice home because both of them work, made good, but they like it. It's like that, antique looking. And as far as I know, that room is still separated from the rest of the house.
And they still use it?
Yes.
Do they call it anything particular?
I think they converted it. I believe they did convert it to a den in recent years. I think I have been there, and I believe that's their den, as well as I remember. But I think it still had their food freezer in it.
Well, when it was a kitchen, did they call it any kind of kitchen, or have a name for it?
I don't remember.
Okay. What would you call a room, possibly a small room, or actually something perhaps a little more like a closet, that would usually be in the vicinity of the kitchen that would have shelves in it for storing canned goods and food?
Oh, that was the pantry.
What would be a name for a number of useless items that you might have around the house, worthless? Some people, I think, tend to think of it in connection with old cars that you'd see off on the side of the road.
Junk.
Is there a room in the house that you would store this in, and would you have a name for that room?
Well, yes. Junk room, or my mother used to say, the devil's den.
Oh! That's delightful. What do you call the item that you use to sweep the floor? The old, most primitive item you can think of.
Well, it's always been broom, but they were homemade back in my young days. Homemade brooms, made out of sage and tied together real tight with string.
Mm. Sage?
Sage grass, you know, it grows so high. We were up Dahlonega Sunday, and at Dahlonega and Dawsonville in Cleveland, and last three Sundays in October, Saturdays and Sundays in October each year, they have a fall festival right in the heart of town.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And they
the
have
mountain,
all
people who come to see
they
the
have things to sell. Canned goods and pickles and this, that and the other, and vegetables that they have. Pumpkins. My wife bought a pumpkin the other day, and they had the nicest brooms, sage brooms, that I wanted, but it'd just be junk, so I didn't buy it. Mm-hmm. But it brought back a lot of old memories, seeing the old brooms made out of sage and so neatly balled up there, you know. The stems are about this big around, tightly, maybe not that big, but about that big around, where you wrap your hands around them good, and they made the best brooms. They were a lot better than stick brooms.
They're shaped differently than the brooms we use now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They round, sort of?
Yes. On one end be the stems, but on the other end it's real fluffy straw, and they sweep good. My mother used them all along as she kept house. She had to stop keeping house 13 years ago, because she just got too old to live alone.
Mm. She lived alone until then?
Yes.
That's tremendous.
And she'd go out, since I live in the country, here, I live 7 miles from right here, and about 98 acres of land, but I don't farm anything, it's just land grown up in the woods now. But she lived out there near me in a house by herself. And she would go out and cut her some sage and make her own brooms as long as she lived.
Even till then?
Yes. And they're really better brooms than what we buy. Because they could get under things, you know, close things on the floor. And they would sweep so gently. No noise. They wouldn't rake, kind of like stiff stick brooms, like the straw. Sometimes the straw is stiff and won't sweep smoothly. In other words, you're in a dusty place and sweep, you leave little tiny streaks of dust, you know.
That's right.
You didn't do that. It's almost like taking a dust rag and dusting the floor, this type of broom.
Then maybe it wasn't as hard to live with all those hardwood floors as I would think it would be with my vacuum cleaner.